word will give you wisdom for tomorrow. Today, His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Thanks for listening today as we continue our study with Jesus in the Upper Room. If you'd like to hear the previous Bible studies in this series, you can find them at our website at www.considerhisword.org. You can go back and listen to all of the series about Jesus in the Upper Room. What a great study this has been. We're in John chapter 14. And we'll continue in John 14. This series covers John 13, actually ultimately to John 16, is in John 17, where we find Jesus there in the Garden of Gethsemane, and then He is arrested. And so these are some of the last words that Jesus said to His disciples. Judas is gone. He has betrayed the Lord and left, and so 11 disciples are there. But I believe there's others there with Jesus in the upper room. And through the inspiration of the Spirit of God in the Gospel of John, we can kind of sit in and listen to what's going on. And Jesus has been saying these words to His followers. If you're a follower of Christ, I believe these words are for you as well. Now, I want to tell you one more thing before we get to our study in John 14. And I encourage you to go get your Bible and follow along with us in our study today. In this study, we are giving away free copies of the Gospel of John. These are little pocket versions of the Gospel of John. You can slip them in your shirt pocket or slip them in your purse. It'd be great for your devotional reading. I would encourage everyone to read the Gospel of John. If you've not read any scripture, if you've not read the Bible at all, what a great place to start here in the Gospel of John. You'll find very encouraging words. And so write to us. There are two ways that you can get this little gospel, the Gospel of John, this little booklet. You can go to the website again, www.considerhisword.org. At the website, click on the link that says Contact Us and simply send us a note with your name and address, and we'll get this little pocket book to you, this little pocket Gospel of John to you. Or you can write to us at our P.O. Box. You can write to Consider His Word, P.O. Box 550-456 in Davie, Florida, 33355. Again, P.O. Box 550-456 in Davie, Florida, 33355. So write to us. Get your copy of the Gospel of John today. There's one other thing I want to mention. I said there was one, but there's two. I've got one other thing. About the time that this broadcast is being put out on the air, at the Big Cypress Indian Reservation, where this ministry takes place, we are deep in the Everglades at the Big Cypress Seminole Indian Reservation in South Central Florida. During this week, we're having our vacation Bible school. We're going to have a number of kids be coming onto our property, and we want to give them the gospel. We've got some churches that are coming to help us, and we hope to be able to present the gospel to many, many young people. So would you pray for this week? Maybe even in this moment while you're listening to this, you could pray for us. Pray that God would bless our outreach to the young people on the reservation. What a great work that God is doing among the Seminole tribe of Florida. So pray for us and pray for this ministry. Now let's get to the scripture. John chapter 14. Jesus is again trying to encourage His followers. Jesus knows that in hours He will be leaving them. He's going to be crucified. Jesus knows that in 3 days he will rise from the dead. Knowing all of this, Jesus knows the anxiety and the confusion that are in the disciples' hearts at this moment. In fact, at the beginning of this chapter, he said to them, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." Now, he's giving them the promise of his coming. He said, "And where I go, you know, and the way you know." He said, "No man comes to the Father but by me." And he said, I'm going to go away, and where I go, he said, "You'll be there also." He encouraged them about the work of the Father and the work that he had done among them, and he encouraged them about prayer and that they ought to pray in his name. He is now telling them, and just previously, if you're following these Bible studies, had told them about the Spirit of God that would be in them and be with them forever. Now again, he tries to encourage them about his continued presence with them and wants them to know that they're not going to be left alone. When Jesus was crucified, the disciples scattered out and they were afraid. And I think even now there is a certain amount of fear, and you know, today we call it separation anxiety. They're afraid that when Jesus goes away that they're going to lose his protection. They're not going to be able to follow him. They loved him and they followed him and they listened to him. They obeyed him. And now he's saying, "I'm going away." And they're very uncomfortable with this. And they don't like this at all. And so Jesus now tries to encourage them about his continued presence with them. That even though he physically would be away from them and would be gone, he now gives them the promise of the Spirit of God that would come and dwell in them and be with them. And as he's speaking to them, we're going to pick up in verse 18. Again, John chapter 14. Let me pick up reading in verse 18. Jesus said to them, "I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye shall see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, it is he that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him." Now the word manifest simply means to make known. Jesus said, "You will know I'm here." Again, he encouraged them and said, "I'll not leave you comfortless." Now, he had just said to them, and this is important that we go back for just a minute, back in verse 16, Jesus said, "I'll pray the Father, and he'll give you another comforter." This was the Parakletos, the one who would come alongside to help. But now when he says, "I will not leave you comfortless," Jesus used a different word. In verse 16, the Greek word he used was Parakletos. In verse 18, the word he used was orphanos, or orphans. He said, "I will not leave you as orphans. I'll not leave you comfortless, orphaned." We can look at this in several ways. You know, to be an orphan would mean to be without parents or to be without a father. He said, "I'm going to leave you without a father." Or we can think of orphan as being without a teacher or a guide or a guardian or someone to lead them. And the promise here is that I will not leave you comfortless. I'm not going to leave you alone. He's telling them that they would not be left alone without the guiding help and without the very presence of the Spirit of God that would be with them and would be in them. And he tells them, "I will come to you." In verse 18, now there are two statements here. He said, "I'll not leave you comfortless. I will come to you." Now again, this has them a little confused. And so it was Judas. Now this is not Judas Iscariot. This is the other Judas in verse 22. Said to him, "Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself to us and not to the world?" Jesus is saying, how are you going to do this? How are you going to make yourself known to us but not to the world? Now, let's back up for a minute. Jesus said, I will come to you. So how is that going to happen? Perhaps he was speaking about the rapture. When Jesus said, I'll come and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there may you be also. We go back and read the words of the rapture when the Bible says that we'll be caught up together to be with the Lord. And we'll be with him. Perhaps when he says, I'm coming to you, he's talking about the second coming. Now, don't confuse the rapture with the second coming. The rapture is the catching away. The second coming, what happens 7 years later when Jesus actually comes to this earth. He says that whatever it is, he says, my leaving will not be permanent. You see, the lost, the world, the people that don't know me, they're not going to see me. If you're not saved, you're not going to see Jesus in the rapture. You're not going to be with him. You need to receive Christ if you want that promise. Maybe he's even speaking here of the resurrection, that though he would be crucified, yet he said in a few days I'll live. And I think personally that that's what he's talking about here is his resurrection. He says, I will come to you. And certainly as you read, particularly in the Gospel of John, you'll find the disciples were hiding out. And Jesus appeared to them several times. He appeared to them. He appeared to them in little chambers or in little rooms, and then he appeared to them by the seashore toward the end of the book of John. And so I think he's speaking here of the resurrection. He says, you will see me. And then he made them this promise. You see, he said, because I live, you shall live also. Remember back in John 11, when Jesus was going to the tomb of Lazarus, and I think it was Martha that said, Lord, he's been dead 4 days. And Jesus said, oh, he'll rise again. And she goes, oh, I know he'll rise in the last resurrection. Jesus says, no. No, he said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And so we had the promise of life, eternal life in Christ. And then Jesus said, and at that day, this is in verse 20. He said, at that day, he said, I'm in the Father, and ye in me, and I am in you. And he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I'll love him, and will manifest myself to him. He said, at that day, you will know. I will make myself known to you, and you'll begin to understand. In fact, he said, you'll have a complete understanding of our relationship with God. These are confusing words when Jesus speaks about how that we'll be in the Father and the Father of us. And he says, but in the end, I'll make it known. I'll manifest myself to you. One day you will know. I'll make myself known to you. You'll know it's me when the time comes. Just be faithful. Love me. He said, if you love me, if you obey me, he said, we, the Father and the Son, together, we will come to you. Revelation 21, verse 3, John again recorded, I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. Tabernacle, the dwelling place. And they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. We have the promise that we will be with him. Time has gone again for today. Join us again next time when we open the scripture and consider his word.
Consider his word.